Welcome back to Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and this season of basketball coverage would not be possible if it was not for our great local sponsors, Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance, Extreme Strength and Sports Performance, Tricor Insurance Company, Kramer Pest Control, Bar Raising Fitness, Foley Distributing, and Advance Wellness Center. If you are not following us on social media, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. You can find me on X at Coach Manaman. If you are a podcast person, like, subscribe, follow, leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Now stick around as we hear from one of our great local sponsors, and then we welcome in our guest. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly reviewed agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance. Joining us via the Nolan Weber Agency through American Family Insurance Hotline is the one, the only Cascade Cougars head coach, Nate McMullen. Welcome to Tri-States After the Buzzer.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, I'm really surprised that you did this. And when I sent out that email to all of the coaches, you were the first to get back to me. The last interaction I had with you, I was umpiring a semi-pro game, and I punched you out on a borderline curveball. I think you thought it was high. I thought it was a strike, and you kind of did one of those where you looked back at me and stared at me, but you didn't say anything because we were friends type thing. So I'm glad you're doing the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, those are just little things where it's like, oh, you know, it's done, it's over with, we're going to move on, and we're just going to keep doing it. You know, it's so hard now to just get, you know, officials or umpires in, especially that semi-pro league itself, that you can't, sometimes you just got to keep your mouth shut and just keep playing.
You're exactly right. Let's talk Cascade basketball. How many years have you been with the Cascade program, and how many years have you been the head coach of the Cougars?
So this is my third year, or going to be my fourth year, in the head coaching chair for Cascade. But I actually started my coaching career, I think it was 2016, 2017, or 2017, 2018. So I've been at it for about 7 or 8 years.
What was it that drew you to the open position?
Well, when we found out that Coach Brenda was not coming back, I sat on it for a little while and just, you know, thought about, you know, what are the things that made me love the game of basketball so much. And one of those things was, you know, simply just, I didn't want somebody out of town to get the Cascade basketball job because they did not know or understand the program itself and how much rich history and tradition that we have. So a lot of that was driven based off of, you know, me being in the program for 4 years and then being a coach in it. It's a hard job to turn down, and I'm more than happy that I took it when I did.
When you think about all of your time with Cascade, I know I have a coaching career that spans roughly 20 years, had a lot of great memories, but there are just a handful that I can tell you exactly where I was, what I was feeling, who made the big play, who had the big hit, who hit the big jump shot. What would be your greatest highlight from your coaching career, basketball out in Cascade?
So when I think of that, I think of two things. One, the year that we won the state championship in 2017, 2018, I was an assistant on that team. And obviously, it was one of the best feelings ever, to be honest with you. It's fun going as a player, but, you know, going as a coach and winning those four games and winning the state championship is just something that, you know, it's unbelievable. And all the awards and all that stuff, it's great. But just being with that team itself was awesome, you know. And then recently, I would say probably, you know, that first win as a head coach is always very meaningful. And it just kind of makes you think that, hey, you're doing the right things and things like that. So, yeah, those would definitely be my two.
You mentioned you started in Cascade as an assistant, and you know this just as well as I do. A head coach is only as good as his assistants. Tell us about your assistant coaches and their roles in the program.
Yeah, so I have three assistant coaches with me. And, you know, the thing is with assistant coaches is the head coach, you know, they're on the podcast, they're talking to, you know, the TH or any of other shows around. But a lot of people don't know that the assistant coaches are the ones who, you know, they put in a lot of work. They don't really get the recognition that they deserve. But, you know, my three assistant coaches are just outstanding dudes. Like, they're just so fun to be around, and it just makes my job as the head coach that much better because they take care of some things that, you know, I don't necessarily have to. But first and foremost, my freshman coach is Marcus Fitzpatrick. This is his second year with us, and he is awesome to deal with, to be around. Guys in the program love him. You know, even though he's been with us for 1 year, it seems like he's been with us for four or five. And, you know, he does a really good job with the youth. And he does a great job of just simply making basketball fun at that freshman level because, you know, the freshman level, it's the first step into their high school careers. So he does a great job with that. Tyler Minky is our JV coach. He is one of a kind, and it's a great thing because he does a lot of these scouting reports and things like that. Anything in JV games that he sees in the varsity game, he's the first one to explain what they're doing, what action that the team's getting into after they get the inbound or set or whatever that is. So he does a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that, like I said, doesn't really get recognized enough. And, you know, it's awesome as a head coach to just share the wealth and just say, hey, you guys do this, you do that. But, you know, as the head coach, you got the overriding view of everything that you need done. So, and then my assistant coach is Reagan Takis. Reagan was actually a classmate of mine in the 2010-2011 team. And this is his second year with us too. And he brings a lot of that basketball knowledge to the game for us. He played at Loras for 4 years. So he's, you know, being able to fluctuate what goes on at college and send that down to the high school level is a huge benefit for us. And I can't thank those three guys enough. They do wonderful things for me and for our program, and program's going in the right direction.
Heading into the 2023-2024 season, do the Cougars have any returning all-state, all-district, or all-conference players? If so, who are they? Give us a little background about their game.
So we have two guys that are coming back that received some RVC awards. One of them is Jackson Lawrence. He's a junior for us. He's 6'2". And last year he was RVC All-North. And he averaged 18.1 points per game, 3 rebounds a game, 2.2 assists per game, 2.4 steals per game, and he shot 40% from three. he kind of did it all for us, but he relied a lot on, you know, his teammates getting him open, finding him when he was open, and just kind of really made a big jump from his sophomore to his junior year. You know, he's going to get a lot of different looks at him this year as a junior coming back. But, you know, I think he had a huge offseason this year that could take him from 18.1 a game to maybe 20, 22 a game. So I'm excited to see how he does this year. Cass Huffman is a senior for us this year. He's been going to be a four-time starter for us in our program. Last year, he was an honorable mention guy, but his stats aren't really going to overwhelm you, but he does exactly what the point guard position needs to do. He gets guys in line. He understands the offense. He is a leader, you know, defensively by doing the things that he's supposed to do. But statistically, last year he averaged 8.7 points per game, 3.4 rebounds per game, 4.4 assists per game, and 1.6 steals per game. But again, you know, we have a lot of other guys that are going to be coming back, but those are the two that, you know, have received those honors and recognitions from the year before.
Coach McMullen, you're doing all my work for me. I have their stats pulled up and I'm ready to list them off, and you're doing that. So thank you. I also want to thank you. Previously, in the last question, you talked about doing Telegraph Herald interviews and doing the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast with everybody's favorite coach. And you said other shows. Thank you for not mentioning those other shows. We don't want them to listen to the other shows. We want them to listen to this show after the buzzer. Talk about any of the returning starters or maybe guys that were role players last year that are going to jump into that starting lineup. Cascade is returning four of their top five leading scorers from last year. What can you tell me about the rest of the roster?
So first I want to tell you, thank you for, you know, putting the time and dedication to Tri-State Sports. Because, you know, originally you were just doing baseball, then all of a sudden, you know, football happened and wrestling and now basketball and things like that. So as an outsider listening to your podcast, I appreciate that and giving you that plug there. So
thank you.
As far as some returning guys that are coming back, like you said, we return four of our five starters. The only starter that is not coming back is Cole McDermott. He was a senior for us last year, averaged 14.3 a game. It's going to be hard to replace him because he did a lot of the rebounding parts for us. But, you know, looking at guys ahead, one guy in particular, you know, Nathan Shockmeal, another kid that's coming back, just had a big football season. He's a 6'3 junior, had a huge offseason for us in the summer. Last year, he averaged 5.9 points per game, 5.2 rebounds per game, 1.3 assists per game. Another guy is Cooper Hummel. He's a junior for us, 6'2". He averaged 5.9 a game, 4.1 rebounds a game, 1.5 assists, and he shot 33% from three. So, you know, having those four guys back is huge for us. But, you know, some other guys are we're figuring it out last year. You know, one guy would be Quinn Casey. Unfortunately, Quinn actually tore his ACL, and he's going to be able to miss this year, which is very unfortunate because Quinn was – he's such a good kid. You know, he has put in the work. He has continued to just be better every single day, do everything that we ask of him to do. But, you know, it's – those are the things where, you know, when things occur like that, it's the next man up mentality. And, you know, we have about four or five guys that could step into that spot and just continue to be who they are. One of those returning guys would be Mick Huffman. Mick's a sophomore for us. Last year, he did a lot of JV and varsity. Varsity-wise, it was somewhat limited, more of a role guy. He averaged 2.9 points per game for us, 1.7 rebounds, and he shot 35% from three. But as far as, you know, some promising newcomer guys, Trenton Topping, a junior, really good scorer for us. Tyler Smith, a sophomore. He's going to be asked a lot on this year, but, you know, his basketball IQ is very, very high. And it makes other players around him better. A couple other guys, Jacob Rotano, a junior for us. He's a guard. Will Keeney is going to be coming back too with us this year. Will's actually 6'7". So, you know, that height that we lost in McDermott, we definitely have that coming back with Keeney, which is great. And then another sophomore that is going to get some JV time, but he's also going to be up with us for varsity, is Charlie Toll. He's a sophomore lefty, pretty good athlete as well. So
the Cascade Cougars are coming off a year where they were third on the north side of the River Valley Conference with an overall record of 15-7, 10-5 in the conference. They are returning two of their top three leading scorers and two of the top three leaders in rebounding the basketball. Coach, thinking of last year, what went really well that you see as a whole continuing to go well this year that you're excited for coming into the season?
You know, last year as a team, we shot pretty well from the perimeter. You know, obviously there's games where you're not going to shoot as well as you wish to, but, you know, that is one thing that we did pretty well. The other thing is, you know, just sharing the ball. You know, we had a decent amount of assist off of our shots that, we're starting to figure out, you know, how to run our motion offense and things like that. So we can do other things, based off of that motion action, that we don't have to reteach or relearn that offense itself. We can just keep going with it and make it even that much better.
I know when I coached, I kind of had an idea of what type of season we were going to have before the year even started. I know there were years where we had really talented teams, and there were some years where I didn't have some talented teams, and I knew there were some things that we needed to key on and practice before the game started. What are some improvements looking at your roster, looking at some struggles that the Cougars had last year that you're going to hit hard on day one so that those improvements can become a strength for the Cougars down the stretch?
Yeah, you know, every team has improvements and weaknesses and things like that that you got to improve on right away. You know, a couple of those that come off the top of my mind is last year, we were just an okay rebounding team. I want us to be a lot more physical. And, you know, starting with physicality, you know, that's what rebounding is. You know, it's the desire of just simply going after to get the ball, you know, and then turning that into the offensive side. You know, the other one, it's always in your thought as a head coach, is just consistent shooting. You know, I talked about how we should be pretty good from the perimeter, our ability to score that way, but it's got to be consistent night in and night out, you know, and that's always the thing. You're going to, in practice, you're going to get enough shots, but are those shots in practice, does that match your game speed? You know, those are the things that, as a coach that I think about, are you going hard enough that in a game you're going to have that same shot and be able to knock that shot down? So rebounding and consistent shooting would definitely be improvements for us.
I was talking to Marquette Catholic Coach Storm, and he talked about the Coaches for Cancer scrimmage and how this Cascade scrimmage with Marquette Catholic has almost become a friendly rivalry. They enjoy playing it. You guys enjoy playing it. It's really competitive. Can you plug that scrimmage against Marquette Catholic, Coaches versus Cancer, and tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we've been doing so it's actually called the Achieve game, but back a couple of years ago, it was the Coaches versus Cancer game. But, you know, it's besides the fact from basketball itself, it's a great fundraiser for an organization that we choose to donate to. So first and foremost, that's our biggest thing, you know, being able to do a service, a community service project, and donating whatever proceeds that we make to a program that is, you know, has that related tie to us. As far as the game itself, yeah, I mean, like you said, Bellevue Marquette, they're very physical. They've been getting better throughout the last couple of years. Coach Sturm has done a great job of that. Our game that we play them is actually at Cascade this year. It is November 25th, and it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So I think freshmen start at noon. JV plays at 1:30, and then the varsity ends the night at 3 o'clock.
Our first ever episode of Tri-States After the Buzzer, we had a guy I'm sure you're familiar with, Dubuque County Basketball Academy founder, Harris Takis. And we were just talking area basketball, and I asked him, who are some teams that you think could make a state tournament run, possibly come home with some hardware and a state championship to the area? And he mentioned the Cascade Cougars. What kind of feelings do you have when you hear somebody that has the basketball knowledge that Harris Takis has, that he's kind of pinpointed you as a preseason team to watch in our area?
Yeah, first and foremost, Harris is Reagan's brother, so I always like to talk to Harris and have conversations with him just hoop-wise, and he's very, very knowledgeable when it comes to game of basketball. So, second, you know, it's always great to hear those things, and it's, as a coach, it's always, you know, okay, how do we take that recognition and then, you know, flip that over and, okay, we got to get better every single day. And I think that's where it starts. If we want to make any run at all, our first goal is winning a conference championship. You know, that's step number one when it comes to our season. You know, our overall goal initially is to get better every single day. We don't want to be playing the best basketball at the beginning of the year. You want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year. And by doing that, every single rep matters. Every single day, you just continue to build as a team. And then, you know, at the end of the year, you let the basketball bounce the way that it wants to. And that's always the hard part, is when the season ends, it's, you always reflect back and think, you know, how could you make it better? And, you know, this year I'm taking a different approach with it, of just, you know, Coach Brendel always used the slogan, one board better every day. And, you know, that's kind of my impression of that. And, yeah, I mean, like you said, it's great to hear the acknowledgement and the recognition, but as a team, we got a lot of stuff to work on before we even get to Christmas, you know? So, yeah, just one board better each and every day, and it should be a fun year.
Coach McMullen, it's always great talking with you, whether we're talking education, baseball, basketball. I always enjoy my conversations with you. Best of luck this year, and I hope we can have you on the podcast again talking about the Cascade Cougars getting ready for their state tournament game.
Yeah, first, like I said before, I appreciate you and what you do for, you know, Dubuque County and Tri-States. A lot of people don't realize that you and I actually taught together for a couple of years, so that's kind of where the friendship began, and hopefully, you know, we make a big run in the beginning of the year and continue to play our best basketball at the end. And maybe we can have that conversation if it comes.
All right. Keep grinding to the Cougar faithful, the fans, the players, and the coaches. I hope you guys have a great 2023-2024 season. And here's the buzzer.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. If you have not already, give us a follow on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify.